Buddha set out four steps for establishing reliability. 1. Do not rely just on the person, but rely on the doctrine. 2. With respect to the doctrine, do not rely on just the words, but rely on the meaning. 3. With respect to the meaning, do not rely just on meaning that requires interpretations, but rely on meaning that is definitive. And 4. With respect to the definitive meaning, do not rely on just dualistic understanding, but rely on the wisdom of direct perception of the truth. Buddha also said, like gold, which is chosen by a goldsmith upon being scorched, cut, and rubbed, my word is to be adopted by monastics and scholars upon analyzing it well, not out of respect for me. In the process of reasoning, it is very effective to state absurd consequences of wrong views in order to overcome the potency or vibrancy of that wrong idea, and then make a proof statement. When I was studying logic as a youth, a scholar once told me that both in debate with a Buddhist who asserts inherent existence and in your own analytical meditation, it is a rather soft approach to use a syllogistic statement such as, my body is without inherent existence because it is a dependent arising. However, it has more impact to use an absurd consequence, such as, it follows that my body could not be a dependent arising because it inherently exists. This is because it is fundamental to Buddhism that all phenomena are dependent arisings. Buddha himself, in setting forth sutras, and Nagarjuna and his spiritual sons, Aryadeva, Buddhapalita, and Chandrakirti, in commenting on the meaning of those sutras, use the fact that phenomena are dependent arisings as the final reason for establishing emptiness. This indicates that phenomena in general are not non-existent, and that impermanent phenomena are fit to perform functions. When Buddha taught the Four Noble Truths, first he identified true suffering, sources, cessations, and paths. And then he said, sufferings are to be recognized, but there is nothing to be recognized. The sources of suffering are to be abandoned, but there is nothing to be abandoned. Cessation is to be actualized, but there is nothing to be actualized. The path is to be meditated, but there is nothing to be meditated. The meaning of this is that, although there are factors among the Four Noble Truths to be conventionally and validly recognized, abandoned, actualized, and meditated, there is nothing to be ultimately recognized, abandoned, actualized, and meditated. From the viewpoint of ultimate reality, all of these are beyond activity. Everything has the same taste in the emptiness of inherent existence. In this way, Buddha set out the perspectives of the two truths, conventional truths and ultimate truths. All phenomena, causes and effects, actions and agents, good and bad and so forth, merely conventionally exist, only nominally exist. They are dependent arisings. Because phenomena depend upon other factors for their existence, they are not independent. This absence of independence or emptiness of inherent existence is their own ultimate truth. You will come to comprehend this emptiness of true existence when you become dissatisfied with mere appearances and you use analysis to probe beneath the surface.